This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
My last day of the week in a stuffy studio. I'm done with this. It's summertime. It's time to break free. Get out of here. Bye-bye. See you later. Tomorrow, live from Medora on What's On Your Mind. That's going to be great fun. Absolutely. We're going to talk to Harold Schaefer. Well, actually, not Harold Schaefer, but Tom Milligan, who plays Harold Schaefer in that wonderful new...
What in the world?
...that they have. And, of course, Chill Weekend. We can't go to Medora without talking to Teddy Roosevelt. You know, Bill Sorensen is going to be there. I love Bill. One of the great Buffalo Bill. One of the great North Dakotans. Former Mayor of Bismarck. Just a rock-solid guy. Really great. In fact, I saw a video of him the other day. I should show him this. It was a video of him emceeing, or moderating, I guess would be the better term, a debate between John Hoeven, who was then running for governor. That would have been, I guess, what, 2000, after Ed Schaefer retired, and Heidi Heitkamp as attorney general. And the reason I was trying to find things about her position on NAFTA. And she loves NAFTA now. She hated it then. So just, you know, welcome to politics. I am up to my eyeballs and that kind of stuff, I'll tell you. Glad to have you on the program. Congressman Caleb Cramer will be here next hour. We have a talk radio town hall in a little bit of a shortened format because he did, unfortunately, have a conflict. Doesn't have many of those. Todd, I got to tell you a good story. So I'm in West Fargo last night for an event called Night to Unite, where the law enforcement comes out. I think they do this in a number of communities. It's neat. And, you know, all law enforcement out there just interacting with, you know, all kinds of folks. And Elmwood Park and West Fargo are just unbelievable. And I love West Fargo. The bookends of North Dakota are two of my favorites, Watford City and West Fargo. And coincidentally enough, two of the fastest growing cities in North Dakota. I think West Fargo is one, and Watford City is barely two, but they're close. It's amazing. So I sit down and have a little Texas barbecue. By the way, see what you think of this. This is just a quick side note, but I normally would say no thanks because this sounds like too much, but the person serving it said it's a special tonight. It's our new thing. Do you want to give it a try? It was a beef brisket sandwich. You following me so far, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
So I got the beef brisket sandwich, and she said, we have this thing tonight where we do white cheddar mac and cheese on top of the beef brisket.
That's a different one.
Now, normally I would not go for that for two reasons. One, a sandwich is a sandwich, and I'm not one of these guys, you know, cheese curds and all this stuff. But just give me the burger. I don't need all the, so there's that. And then also, you know, I'm out here in public. There's a lot of people there, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be wearing this. You follow me?
I mean, I was thinking that. It sounds sort of messy. It sounds good, but
yeah,
it sounds sloppy.
I did spill it. Fortunately, it wasn't on me. It was on the picnic table, but I did, you know, there was stuff spilling all over. Anyway, I'm sitting down trying to eat this without making a fool of myself, and a gentleman pulls up next to me, and he is in a Donald Trump shirt in the sense that it had a big, giant photo of Donald Trump with kind of a funny look on his face, a little smirky, you know, a little half-smile kind of deal. And at the top of the shirt, it says, "Deal with it." So, I, you know, and of course, he's like, "Oh, Scott Annan, listen to your show. Very, very kind, very nice. You know, we're chit-chatting, and I'm trying to not, you know, have a white cheddar mac and cheese rolling out the side of my mouth." And a moment later, some grandparents, maybe 60-something grandparents, adorable little boys that they're taking care of, and also West Fargo residents, husband, wife, and the kids there. And they sit down, and you know they're striking up a conversation, and you know I'm taking a bite, and the mom, the grandma says, you know, I listen to you every day, really appreciate what you do. I'm like, my gosh, I love this town. This is fabulous. This is wonderful. I can't even believe what a neat, wonderful, great city it is. So the grandfather now, okay, the 60-something grandfather. You know, he's going back and forth with me about the show and asking questions, and we're chit-chatting. And he says to me, Todd, do you know? So in other words, he knows who I am. He brought it up to me, and he's asking about the show and guests and, you know, the election and everything else. And he looks at me and he says, do you know Kevin Cramer goes on the radio once a week, and he'll take questions from anybody. Anybody can call.
No, I heard about that.
Anybody. It was so. He was just. I mean, he just like I. That is. You know, we really should make sure people understand what a big deal that is. I thought. Well, I agree. Thank you very much. So he's. You know, he's telling me. Did you know? You know. And I mean, he knew he was talking to me, but I just got a kick out of it because you know I don't know how many of these we've done in our time here. But a lot, and you tend to sort of just say, okay, it's another Wednesday, it's another talk radio town hall, without really understanding what it means to people who actually, you know, get a chance to talk with their U.S. senator. In his case, a congressman wants to be a senator, I guess. But, you know, I mean, to be able to talk with the, you know, a member of Congress, so it is pretty neat. We are pretty blessed here, folks. We are in the access to our elected leaders. So just a quick note to say, don't take that for granted. And there's a lot of people that think like you do in West Fargo. Just wanted you to know. And I'll find out if that's the same in Medora tomorrow and Watford City on Friday. Watford City is Rib Fest. I've been talking about that for 3 months probably. So if that's not on your calendar, you're a communist. That's the only thing I can tell you. Or you're busy. One of the two. Communist might have been a little strong. I'm sorry. But
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah.
Spunky today.
Well, if you're a communist, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show, see?
Exactly.
Because we wouldn't share your views, so therefore you wouldn't
unless
have heard
spying
about it.
Spying on the enemy or something like that.
Wouldn't have written it down, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So there's that problem. Anyway. Congressman Cramer, I started to tell you, conflict for the first half hour, and I did something rather unique. I asked him questions myself last night. At this event in West Fargo, he was there for the flag raising ceremony. So was Senator Heidi Heitkamp, by the way. She avoided eye contact with me for some reason. I don't know why. I was emceeing the event, so I was you know up on a little mini stage there. And any ideas on why that would be, Tom?
Not a clue.
Maybe a little bit of a challenge to explain. Explain why you you know. I wanted to go, Heidi. You don't call.
Be great if everybody could just grow up a little bit.
You don't send an email. You don't. Your staff, you know, growls at us. You know, nothing. That's not very North Dakota. Not very North.
Growls at me. I'm like one of the more, you know, on the air impartial people in North Dakota radio, and snubbing me too. I'm like, fine, lose the election. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Did you say that out loud? Wow.
She used to say, you know, when we'd the rare occasion we had her in the studio. I've actually unearthed all of her appearances here. We're going to use that one of these days soon, and it'll explain why she doesn't come on anymore, because the callers are not exactly, sort of...
On her side?
Could you get me a bigger Social Security check? Could you get me... You know, they're not exactly, wanting more government and bigger government or any of that. So, we do have a few of her. But, you know, when she used to come in, do you remember Todd? She'd go, oh, Todd! Todd was like her buddy. She, you know,
well, it was kind of funny that... Hey, she did a lot of stuff on K-Fire over the years. It was kind of funny that one time when you were in Bismarck, because she didn't realize we're on the air and we're just chatting like chums. But that was then. Is she my buddy now? No.
No, she didn't come on your show.
The last I was, her brother finally just spoke up and told me, we don't owe you any favors.
You know, I'm bored with the whole thing. I really am. I just think it is what it is, and I don't honestly want to talk about it. Here we are talking about
it. No, I don't want to go back to fifth grade.
I do.
You do?
I do. No, I don't want to go back to fifth grade. but I, uh, I, I do find it amazing that it really rubs people the wrong way in this audience. People bring it up to me all the time. You know, and as I say, I don't know. One of the reasons I would go weeks and weeks and weeks without mentioning, hey, we're asking weekly, and they're saying no. They don't think enough of you to come on the show. Heidi Heitkamp won't come on the show. That's how little she thinks of you. And she's in a dogfight right now. Absolute dogfight and losing. So, I'd go where the biggest audience was. I'd suck it up and do it. But no.
Exactly.
No, not going to. And she is. She's losing this race right now. And the more money Chuck Schumer spends, the lower her numbers go. So, now, it's not Labor Day yet. I'm not here to say this race is over. There's a lot to do, a lot of parades to walk, a lot of, a lot of things to do. And, if you support one candidate or the other, you ought to support them monetarily. This is not a cheap race. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. Get behind it. But I don't get it. I really don't. But I also feel like it's kind of winding to talk about it. Complete new subject. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, to get to your calls. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Here we're turning the page. 800-228-0550, 701-228-0550. 888-258-0550, our toll-free telephone number, brought to you in part today by our friends at Puckett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You know Puckett Bismarck, right? They've got two great stores, one in Valley City, two of Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC. Beautiful location on West Main in Valley City. And they are gracious enough to give us a great deal to talk about each Wednesday on What's on Your Mind. And we have another, are you ready? One owner, local trade. I know. They're famous for those at Puckett. This is a 2015 Chevy Trax. These are these hard-to-find compact little SUVs, sporty little things. Now, it won't last long because it's only got, ready, 28,900 miles. 28,900 miles, that's it. And also have some high-end features. Got the, you know, AM/FM satellite radio, and it's a nice deep brown espresso metallic color. They have the jet black interior. It's on the lot right now for $15,965. Great back-to-school car here. But if you tell them Scott sent you, it's yours for only $15,500. Great mileage on that, too. Hop online, check it out, PuckettValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Big selection of mid-condition, one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. They know the story behind the vehicle. Puckett, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City, or online, Puckett.com, PuckettValleyCity.com, Puckett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. What's on your mind? 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bob, in West
yes.
Hope, in West
yes,
Hope,
I think
I know a Bob there, and I think I know West Hope, so I think I'm putting two and two together here. Yeah. If you start playing your harmonica, we're in big trouble.
Well, I don't have it with me.
That's okay.
It's home in the kitchen.
We won't be in big trouble then. Bob, what is on your mind today?
Well, you guys talking about why Heidi don't come on the show here. Well, she's afraid of the Republicans. She's a Democrat all the way through, and she, there's no way that she wants to have a contest because she wouldn't win.
A contest, in other words, a contest in the form of a conversation, you mean?
Yeah.
But here, help me with this. Help me with this, Bob. North Dakota is the second most pro-Trump state in the country. Okay, Donald Trump's approval rating is second highest out of 50 states right here, okay?
Okay.
So Heidi Heitkamp wouldn't be a senator today and will not be a senator after November unless she can convince enough Republicans to vote for her.
That's right.
Right?
She's not going to get the Republicans.
Well, it's the only way she wins. By the way, she wouldn't be a senator today if Republicans had not voted for her. They remind me law enforcement fellow trying to help her out with this idea that she's pro, you know, border security, which is just, you know, come on, ridiculous. And again, it insults your intelligence to think that when you just look at the facts and look at the who she votes with and everything else. But aside.
I get kind of a kick out of this. I got a radio in here. I can push a button. I go to the Williston radio station, and Joe Heitkamp is out there talking. I'll listen to him for a while, and he's running down the opposite side than what you're running down on his side. We're not running down, but whatever, you know.
It's kind of fun to listen to. Well, first of all, I don't know who are you talking about? Did you recognize who he was talking about, Todd? I didn't get that name. I'm not familiar with the person you're talking about. We don't like to use the largest audience in North Dakota radio to promote other radio shows. So I don't exactly know who you're talking about, but let's talk about this fictitious person who is on the radio in North Dakota and is a cheerleader for Heidi Heitkamp. Would you say that's accurate, Bob?
Say that what?
Would you say that that individual you're talking about is a cheerleader for Heidi Heitkamp? Would be like a pom-pom
well,
kind
oh,
of...
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everything,
yeah.
Everything she does is great, wonderful, everything else. Okay. So.
It has to be.
Yeah, okay. Well, and there... So follow me, Bob, here. Work with me here. And others weigh in on this if you'd like. So if I'm in North Dakota, the second highest pro-Trump state in the country, a conservative place... by nature, with the exception of maybe Fargo, that would probably be better served to move to Minnesota. But you've got a very pro-state, you've got a very conservative place. Who would you rather be? Would you rather be someone that is having a conversation from a conservative perspective, from a values perspective, from a law and order perspective? Tax cuts, you're better off to spend your money than the government. Or would you rather be, a liberal? Who do you think has more listeners, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I don't think the Democrats got too many listeners, but
simple math. It's simple math, right? I mean, they
right.
can't. There aren't enough of them. Now,
right.
back to our original point, there are Republicans responsible for Heidi Heitkamp being senator. And I have to tell you, if you're one of them, you ought to be ashamed, because you've seen 6 years' worth of votes that are not very Republican. You know, one here and there to be used at campaign time. But I'm telling you, Republicans did this. So Republicans, if you are a Republican in the true sense of a conservative and what the founding fathers envisioned for limited government, your vote for Heidi Heitkamp is treasonous. I mean, it is so against everything you claim to believe. If you're a Republican, that's why the stuff with this, Arlen Rasmussen and others that, Mike Brown, I voted for Trump, but I'm for, you can't, come on. They're just, I mean, absolute opposites. Just be just common sense about this and sort this out.
There's a lot of reasons why a few people out there I talked to that why they voted for Trump or why they wouldn't vote for him is because he wears his hair funny. I says, well, that's nothing to do with what the man is like. The bright side.
Yeah, for one, Bob, you wear your hair funny and nobody makes fun of you. So that doesn't even make any sense. Doesn't Bob wear his hair kind of funny, Todd? I thought he, last time I saw him, I think it was very Donald Trump-like, but I just thought you're
right
trying to be the Donald Trump of West Hope, which would probably be smart,
Right now, everybody makes fun of me about my hair because I haven't had it cut for about 6 months.
Well, there's no rush.
I'm becoming to be a hippie.
Yeah, there you go, Bob. Good to talk to you. Always
you
a pleasure
care.
To hear from Bob on What's on Your Mind. All right, more coming up. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Bijou Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A trade war with China continues as China now says it will slap 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods later this month. The action retaliation against the latest round of tariffs the U.S. is to impose on Chinese products later this month as well. It comes as many U.S. businesses are feeling negative impacts from the last round of tariffs. Stephanie Nadeau says with 25% tariffs on the Maine lobster she sells, as opposed to 7% tariffs on Canadian lobsters imported by China. She has no sales in China anymore, when she used to sell 30% of her catch there.
There are no lobsters going to mainland China. So, I mean, we have the identical product to Canada. My lobsters have a 25% tax, which is a $2 difference, is an insurmountable difference.
She spoke on CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
In North Dakota right now. We're going to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall a little bit about that, about all the different things happening. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is coming at the end of the month, going to be in Bismarck over a weekend. I think that last, I know it might be the 24th, 25th, the 26th. So, and there's an event on Saturday open to the public where you can come meet MyPillow. The MyPillow man, Mike Lindell. Does that sound like fun or what? There's so much going on. I mean, Rick Perry will be here on Monday at the University of Mary, Secretary of Energy. Yowzer. There's something for you. And one after another, I see that Kirsten Nielsen will be here. Kristen Nielsen. I think you say her name, Nielsen. Secretary of Homeland Security. He'll be here Thursday. Senator Hoban's invite. Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary, is coming. Just a lot going on. A lot going on. Speaking of MyPillow and our friend Mike Lindell, he has just a great heart. He really does. He's just incredible. He started this Lindell Foundation, and you know, he had a drug addiction. He was down and out. His life was over. He was in rough shape, and he came back from the brink. And now he has the Lindell Foundation that is helping organizations help others all across the country. He does something really unique with this. He covers all the administration costs. So, in other words, if you and I donate $100 to the Lindell Foundation and we agree this is a great cause, all $100 goes to the cause. It doesn't, you know, no overhead, which is really wonderful. So, and of course, great deals as well. Don't forget that. Great deals that include the two premium, two go anywhere pillow deal, half off right now. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right. Go up to Minot, and John is on the line at 800-228-0550. I haven't even grabbed my phone to get to your text, but we always welcome those. 701-367-2054 for me. Todd's at 701-226-8503, but if you want to call 258-0550, and Manny has John and Minot teed up ready to go. Thank you, Manny, and hello, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. And yourself?
Well, great today. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio a little bit this morning. I don't know, about 4:30, I think it was. I don't know what his name is. But he was talking like he thinks the Republicans are going to be doing the same thing this year as they usually do. They'll say one thing at home to get elected, and then when they go to Washington, D.C., they'll vote the other way. So he didn't think it was too good, didn't sound too good for Trump. Oh, and you know that film, Death of a Nation?
Yeah, you're talking about Dinesh D'Souza, who, by the way, will be a guest of ours soon. I talked to somebody last night in West Fargo that said the movie is absolutely incredible. You must see it. So I'm looking forward. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to.
I called East the one theater in Minot, and Tuesday, which would have been yesterday, he said that it came in, and he said that film was pulled from all across the United States. He said they weren't going to show it any place.
Why is that?
He said they couldn't get enough people to attend it.
I don't believe that.
This
I don't buy that for one. We got to know.
If you find out anything any different, I would really like to know.
I see it showing at the Marcus Westacres Cinema in Fargo. I'll see where else.
I said, was it just pulled in North Dakota or all across the nation? He said it was pulled all across the country, all across the nation.
Well, that's not true. I mean, it's doing very well. Rush Limbaugh's been talking about it. I really
didn't think it was true, and that's why I'm calling you.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that.
I would like to see it.
That's a bogus, biased.
I figured, hell, he might just be a liberal. Maybe he doesn't want anyone to see it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but if you see it anywhere, let us know, and we're going to have Dinesh on, so I'll get a list of where it's showing, okay?
I would sure appreciate that.
But I it's brutal if they put it there and then pulled it. I mean, come on, for crying out loud.
They still have to pay for it if they receive it.
Yeah, that's strange. Thank you, John. We'll check into it, okay? And as I mentioned,
I sure appreciate that.
You bet. Dinesh D'Souza will join us, too, coming up. I can't take it any longer. Listening to you scold Republicans for electing Heidi Heitkamp and the treasonous, hypocritical behavior, it mirrors your promotion of wind energy. Wind development will soon prove to be one of the worst things to ever happen to our great nation.
Huh?
Well, a couple of things. Yeah. And by the way, this is the same person that sent a note a couple of weeks back saying that they appreciated my Christian values and morals, which was nice, but disappointed that I chose to be on the side of the wind lobby. Now, two things. One, Todd, please answer this question for the benefit of the entire audience.
Okay.
If we don't have advertisers on this program, do you and I get to come on the radio every day and talk to the Northern Plains?
Only if we buy the time.
Yeah, we'd somehow have to go, you know, yeah.
We wouldn't be able to put much effort into it because we'd have to have other jobs to actually, you know, pay the bills and stuff.
So what we do is produce a program, and that program is put out across the airwaves on four radio stations, 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, way up there in northwest North Dakota, booming to the Bakken, KTGO at 1090 on the Highway 2 corridor up there, and then also KLTC and Dickinson does a replay later in the afternoon. 9 to 11 Central, 8 to 10 Mountain, and of course, as I say, replay later in the afternoon on KLTC.
I got a question for you, Scott.
Also on 550 K-Fire. One second. I just want to finish answering
your
email.
Go for it.
So the folks from an organization known as North Dakota for All Energy. All right. And they also talk a lot about comprehensive energy solutions as well. And the CES. Choose to advertise to our audience to tell them about wind. Now, if you have a wind tower on your land, you receive money for that, right? There is revenue for that. From the construction of these, you have jobs. You have, impacts in the community. Now, that doesn't mean, look, it's America. You don't have to like that particular energy source. But it doesn't mean all of a sudden I've lost my Christian values. I just don't know where you get that. I have always been an all-of-the-above energy guy. I've spent more time than anything. If you look over the last, in fact, it started with Kevin Cramer when he was a Public Service Commission member. Did an energy tour of excellence all across the country. Went to ethanol plants, went to the Great Plains Sinfields plant, went to, all of the power plants, went to the coal mines. And at the time, oil was really kind of, I think we went down and talked to Mike Armstrong and You know, what happened to oil, da-da-da-da. Of course, that comes booming back. Talk to Harold Hamm. Got it going. So, but I probably spend more time talking about oil and gas than anything. Coal, a close second, without question. And, you know, somebody wins with every one of those all throughout North Dakota. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. Now, I think it's fair to say you're right that I did scold Republicans for electing Heidi Heitkamp. That is a simple fact. Without Republican votes, Heidi Heitkamp did not win by 3,000 votes and become a U.S. Senator. Now, call it a scold, whatever. I would just say if you're truly a Republican and conservative, and by treasonous, I don't mean a legal sense. I just mean, I'm joking more than anything on the treasonous thing. But it to me is. It's a violation of everything you purportedly stand for if you're conservative and Republican and vote for her. It is. Now, I've had more people than I can count come up to me and say, I voted for her. I'm embarrassed. I'll never do it again. Because they saw, you know, all the talk 6 years ago, and they saw what it brought. So that's why she's in one heck of a fight now. But, I mean, I'm sorry. If you don't think Republicans ought to be scolded for voting for Heidi Heitkamp, that's my opinion. That's what I'm paid to give and do on this program. Totally respect your opinion. Different than mine, but, you know, think you maybe are looking at this through the lens of one particular issue that for whatever reason, look, it's America, you don't like, that's fine. God bless you. Just do it. But don't then point that back at me. Come on. That's not right. Sorry, Todd, what did you say?
Two questions. One, getting back to the wind power thing, do you believe in God?
Of course.
Where does wind originate?
Well, same place that the oil came from. You know, I mean, again, just think about that. Todd, very good point. Just think about that for a second. Go stand outside in a North Dakota summer evening and just listen. And hear that wind tussle around. I do this in our backyard looking at the flag. I could stare at it for hours. I just absolutely love it. But do you ever think, who created that? Who made that noise? Where's this wind coming from? Where did it originate? Where did it start? Exactly right. Very good point. Look, we got to be all of the above. And I understand you're going to like one more than others for different reasons. There was a time I did not support the wind industry. It was because of the production tax credit. I didn't like the idea that the federal government was deciding that there should be a leg up. Well, guess what? They got the message, phasing out the production tax credit, going away. It's got to survive without it. There you go. I want a level playing field. No doubt about that. But
that's
all
right. That's not wanting to purge the industry. That's just not wanting to prop it up with taxpayer funding.
A listener says, you couldn't find Heidi on any newspaper during DAPL. Now she's out of hiding. She can't leave the newspapers. We need a full-time senator that represents the electorate of North Dakota, not one who hides and backs Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Maxie. Maxie? Are you familiar with Maxie? I don't know. Let's get David Minokin in here, and we'll get part of the conversation going anyway. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Been listening to your discussion on wind energy. And you're right. The wind that provided does come from God. So the coal that's in the ground and oil and all the other things. I've got no problem with that discussion. What I have a problem with is the fact that when you look at the government picking winners and losers and the amount of subsidy that goes into this and the impact that that'll have on our other sources of electricity and unreliability of the grid and on and on. There's so many other arguments. So,
hang on a sec, Dave, if you would. I want to finish this conversation on the other side of the break. And we're having a little bit of difficulty hearing you, so if you could maybe adjust your phone a sec, and then we'll come back after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Palmer amaranth is a type of pigweed that has been common in the southern United States for several years, but this devastating weed keeps creeping further and further north. It has now been identified in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. North Dakota farmers need to establish a zero tolerance for this weed. Palmer amaranth can grow 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and up to 6 to 8 feet tall. This weed has reduced yield up to 91% in corn and 79% in soybean. Is a prolific seed producer, can emerge throughout the growing season, and is very prone to herbicide resistance. Palmer amaranth also loves hot weather, can germinate from March through October, and looks like water hemp. It's hard to tell the difference between Palmer plants and water hemp. The best way is to look for a single hair growing out of the end of the Palmer leaf, which water hemp almost never has. If you think you have found Palmer amaranth, contact your local NDSU Extension agent.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, it's a breakdown of that nerve coating. We, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And Todd, you can do the grass up.
She was a Jezebel, the Spritz and Queen. Wind energy is nothing new. We had two windmills when I was a kid to pump water with. And there's a picture of a grain elevator with a windmill on top. They elevated grain with it. There's no escaping me. I
just wanna be. Max, what again? I know we had a text.
Maxie Priest.
You
mentioned Maxie. It's the only Maxie I know is a person anyway. Priest.
I was thinking of Maxine Nightingale. That's more of my,
Is that more your era there?
Remember her? Yeah, yeah. There we go, Maxine Nightingale. Yeah, very nice. We had a text earlier who talked about, we need to
full-time senator that doesn't back Chucky, Nancy, and Maxie. And I was joking when I said I didn't know who Maxie was, because I knew it was Maxine Waters. So there you go. And somebody else wants to hear the High Five Heidi song. Can you find that? And Todd, help you
The High Five Heidi song. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that person and Maxine Waters are tight, and they just refer to her as Maxie and
another
circle or something.
Another bumper coming up. Back to the phones. So we're going to finish our conversation with Dave and Minokin in just a moment. We're brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons for over 100 years. I mean, we're talking about, the great-grandfather, the grandfather, and, the dad, all H.A. Thompson. And, of course, now Mark Thompson and his daughters provide high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services in Bismarck, but all across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Commercial operations, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot as well. And they maintain the heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Just call for an estimate. Conversation. It could save you money. 701-223-3393, hatandsons.com. Okay, back to Dave and Minokin.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Can you hear me better now?
I can. Yep, exactly right. How are you, Dave?
Perfect. Not too bad.
So here's what I was going to say.
Hey, it's a little loud. So.
No, that's all right. But I hear you on the level playing field. And as I said, that was one of the reasons that I was not a backer of wind power. And look, first of all, this radio station is about information, okay? And people choose to buy time to tell their story. And when we decide what we're going to talk about in the way of topics, we talk about things that are interesting to people and they want to weigh in. This topic is very interesting to people. They want to call in. Some of it negative, some of it positive. Totally understand it, totally get it, respect everybody, like it. But the idea that somehow we would sort of ignore it, when you look all across North Dakota, and how many turbines are there, and how many people are receiving an economic benefit from that. And the other thing I would tell you, Dave, I don't like this, and I'll bet you don't like it, but there are a lot of places in this country right now, if you don't have a certain percentage of wind energy, they don't want your energy. Well, in North Dakota, we generate a whole lot more energy than we can use. And
that's a great point, Scott. But when you look at what it's going to do as far as impacting the grid, there's a lot of studies that are coming out right now. And I think we need to look at all the information. And I agree. You guys need sponsors. I think we should have a group on our side sponsoring your show. And let me get back to the quote that you, or the snippet that you played, when we were coming back on the air. That said, I remember a lot of windmills back when I was growing up. They were everywhere, pumping water, generating electricity. You don't see those anymore, except in cases where there's absolutely no alternative. There's a reason. The technology was not good, but it was the best they had at the time. It's the same with these things. I think we should be funding technology and research, not in perfect science. And that's my deal on it, is I don't want it to have this impact North Dakota in such a negative way. Let's step back. Let's get these things done right if we're going to do them, not the way that they're doing them now.
And Dave, I couldn't do a better job of saying thank you for the opinion. Welcome it. Want it here. No doubt about it. A conversation is a good thing. It isn't a bad thing. And by the way, it is to me, a fact that the amount of wind generated, the amount of power, electricity put on the grid generated by wind does in fact impact the business model of coal. As a longtime backer of clean, beautiful coal, that pains me, right?
But so is
natural gas, and we got a lot of that, and it's just, times are changing. So I want to be all in for all of them to say, where do we have the most market share for everything? Oil, gas, coal, wind, the whole thing. The utilities will tell you that wind power has brought down the cost. That's what they tell you, okay? And it's no longer subsidized, or it's on its way out. It's being phased out and has to survive.
PTCs, but there's a lot of other credits, too. So,
but most importantly is, we generate more energy here than we can use, and it has to go somewhere. And, if if we didn't have wind power, we have a lot of energy we're generating that just sits here, does nothing. So, you know,
it'll be nice to have a debate on this, and it's nice to see the studies coming out. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you taking my call.
By the way, keep me posted. When you see any new studies, you want to talk about these things, I want to facilitate the conversation right here. No doubt about it.
Good deal.
Thanks,
Scott.
Appreciate it. Yep, good chatting with you. Oh, shoot, there's the music already. Bruce in Jamestown, tell me real quick what you were going to talk about here.
Yeah, I heard that for July 1st, they weren't supposed to be using cell phones in state vehicles. I drive Camisa to Bismarck all the time. I seen a lady the other day texting and
Hang on, Bruce. I'm going to chat with you off the air. Don't go away.
Listen to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.